Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I am Paris.
Hi, everyone. Today is a very special episode of I Am Paris. After many months, Carter and I finally introduced our baby girl, London, to the world. London was born on 11/11 last year, and we have enjoyed this special time together, just the four of us. I chose London as her name because it's one of my favorite cities in the world. And ever since I was a little girl, I just always dreamed of having a little daughter named London. I think it also sounds so cute together, Paris and London. And it's just such a beautiful and unique name. I want to say thank you to all my fans for sending in your questions, and today I'm going to be answering some of them. What is the special meaning behind her middle name, Marilyn? I wanted to honor my grandmother, Marilyn. I think it's such a beautiful name. And Phoenix, his middle name is Baron, which is my grandfather's name. And it was just an honor of both of them. And I love them so much. And I just thought it was special to have their names in both of my babies' names. And of course, I love Marilyn Monroe as well. And London, Marilyn just sounds so perfect together. How special was it for her to be born on 11/11? It was so incredibly special that she was born on November 11th. Obviously, as you all know, 11/11 is such an important date to me, an important time. Carter and I were married on 11/11. My media company is named 11/11 Media. I make a wish every single day at 11/11. So for my daughter to be born on that date was just magical and so special. And now I love that every 11/11, we get to celebrate London's birthday as well as my wedding anniversary. So perfect birthday for my little princess. Any early glimpses at her personality? Well, she's only 5 months old, but I can already tell that she is very serious and so sweet. She reminds me so much of my sister, Nikki. She actually looks fairly similar to Nikki. Like when I look at my baby pictures, Phoenix is my twin, and then little London looks like Nikki. So it's so cute just to compare all those photos together. What milestones has London already reached? Well, she's 5 months old, so she's not sitting up by herself yet. She is laughing. She is smiling. She loves her big brother. It's so cute just to see them together. He is just so sweet and gentle with her. And sometimes she'll be in her little rocker and he'll stand there and kind of like rock it back and forth. And she'll just look up at him with the biggest smile. And you can just tell that she just completely adores her big brother. And they're so close in age because her being 5 months and Phoenix is 15 months. So they're almost like twins. So I'm just so excited to watch them grow up together and be best friends. And yeah, they're just the best. I love them so much. And she does roll over and she sleeps through the night. I've been very lucky. Both of my babies are amazing at sleep training. So they have always slept through the night and they are on an amazing sleep schedule. What are your hopes and dreams for London as she grows? I just hope that she is the happiest girl in the world and that she always feels so much love and support. And I am just going to always be there for her no matter what. And I just can't wait for her to be my best friend. And what matters to me most is that my babies are happy. Why did you want her to have a big brother, and how special will Phoenix be in her life? Well, for me, I always wish that I had a big brother, someone to watch out and protect me. And I feel that so many of the bad things that happened to me in my life wouldn't have happened if I would have had a big brother to watch out for me. So I really wanted that for London. So when they're in school together and I can't always be there, at least she'll have her big brother there to watch after her and just be there to protect her. How did Phoenix react to meeting her? Phoenix was so excited from the moment he met her. He's just in awe of her, always staring at her. And now that he is starting to try to walk, he's constantly just crawling over to her bassinet, and then he'll stand and kind of just try to like look over into her, and I'll lift him up and he'll just laugh and smile, and he'll like gently touch her head, and he's just like so sweet with her, and it's so cute to watch. He is an amazing big brother. You can tell that he just is obsessed with his little sister, and I just know that they're going to be so close, and I'm excited just to see them grow together. How did you announce London's birth to your family? Well, Carter and I surprised everyone on Thanksgiving when London was a few weeks old, and Carter had all the family members come into this room and say, "We have a surprise for everyone," and everyone thought it was going to be like a magician or something. And then I walked in with the blanket and then basically just took the blanket down, and everybody was just in shock. Everyone was so excited and just couldn't wait to meet her. And it was just, I love surprising people. So it was a really fun surprise to show everyone and just to see the look on everyone's face. What is your favorite thing to do together as a family? My favorite thing to do together is just to be together. Like, we just went to St. Bart's for Easter, and Phoenix loves going in the pool. So we were in the pool with him and going in the ocean with him. And London went into the pool for her very first time, and she absolutely loved it. So cute just seeing them both splashing around in the water. And we just loved spending time together as a family. And I just can't wait for all the memories that we're going to have together. What are you most excited about doing as a family in the future? I am so excited just for all the holidays. Like, I can't wait to be the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy, and just to celebrate all the holidays together as a family and get all the cousins together. My sister, my brother, all my cousins, everyone is having babies right now. So it's the next generation of all the cousin crew, as we call my cousins. So it's just so cute to see the cousin crew growing up and getting bigger every single year. And it just reminds me a lot of when we were all little, just seeing them all now together growing up. Now that you're a mom of two, how has this shifted your perspective on life? It's really just made me see just what really matters in life, and just feeling this love and happiness that I have never felt in my life. And I just feel like my life feels so complete and just my perspective on life has changed in so many ways. And you know, all I think about all day is just being with my babies. I can't wait till every morning, just waking up and seeing the smiles on their faces and just hearing like them laugh. Like, it's just, it's the most special memories ever that I will cherish forever.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I've been working on my new album with my friend Sia, and one of the first songs that we recorded was called Fame Won't Love You. The song is really special to me and has a really important message. For so long, I thought things like fame could bring me happiness, but really what has made me the happiest is building my incredible family with Carter and my deep relationships with my family and my friends. So I think it's just an important message to people out there that even with fame, sometimes it can bring happiness, but it also sometimes can feel very lonely. And I've just realized in life what really matters. One of the lyrics in the song is, fame won't love you like a mother or a father should. When Sia sent me this song, I knew it was the perfect fit. And I went to her house to record it. And I was so nervous because obviously Sia is one of the greatest songwriters of our time. She is such a brilliant vocalist. She is everything, and that is definitely a lot to live up to. So I was very nervous going in there, but she is just so kind and loving and sweet and supportive and made me feel so safe and so comfortable. She brought things out in me that I didn't even know that I had inside of me. And I was singing like I've never sang before, and it just felt really empowering. And it's just been such a huge honor to be working with her. I've always been such a huge fan, and now she's like part of my family, like a sister. We've become so close over the past year, and I'm so grateful to Sia for believing in me and for helping me make this incredibly special album. And another thing that made me so proud was after recording with her, she loved the song so much that she asked if she could be a part of it as well. And I was like, yes, of course. And then after she heard it, she was like, oh, I love this song so much. Do you mind if it's on my album as well? And I was like, yeah, of course. So the fact that I have not only Sia executive producing my full album, but I am on her album as well with Fame Won't Love You is another dream come true. And it's just amazing. I feel like the luckiest girl in the world. And I am just so excited for the fans to hear this song and the whole album. And I love Sia. I just have so much fun spending time with her. She's a huge animal lover like me, and every few months she does this thing called a love day at her house, and she invites all of her friends over, and she has a petting zoo and has the most adorable animals. I brought Phoenix to the last love day, and he was playing with the baby alpacas and the little pigs and little chickens and bunnies and goats and pigs and just like all these amazing animals. And it's just so fun just to see all of our friends' kids all together playing with the animals. And I love it. C and I are very similar in a lot of ways and really have bonded and connected in so many ways. And we've been through a lot of things in life and a lot of trauma. And she really just understands me in so many ways. And I just feel like everything in life happens for a reason. And I'm so grateful that Miley Cyrus asked me to sing on New Year's Eve with her last year. And, you know, it's just amazing ever since that night. And then now to this and just finishing my new album and now with releasing the song, it's just like, it's just been the most incredible year. As music has always been my passion and the thing that I love to do most. And the fact that I get to do it with such incredibly talented people is everything. So I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. Thank you all for tuning in. And I hope that you all love my new single, Fame Won't Love You. It is out now on all streaming platforms. And I would love to see your videos. I'm going to be duetting them on TikTok. So just use the hashtag Fame Won't Love You, and I will be duetting my faves. I love you all so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode of I Am Paris. I love you, and I will speak to you guys soon.
Thanks for listening to I Am Paris. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at I Am Paris Podcast. Email us at paris@iheartradio.com. Be hot and subscribe now. Loves it.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.